Welcome to On the Lord's Side, a Christian's engagement with politics, news, and culture.
Okay, thank you so very much for joining us once again. It's Friday, July 23, 2021. My name is Olufemi Oguntokun, and I'm speaking to you today from Lagos, Nigeria.
On the Lord's side.
Yes, I'm sure you've seen the picture making rounds on social media. The picture of a senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria kneeling in a servile manner before two men, one of whom is the former governor of Delta State, Mr. James Ibori, who was previously convicted of fraud-related charges in the UK. Why was the senator on his knees before this man? Well, we won't know for certain because we've only seen a picture, not a video. And as you well know, context is everything. Context is everything, and the disclosure of the context might totally change the present perception. And what is that? What is that present perception? It is this: that politics in Nigeria is largely controlled by godfathers in the different states and regions. No one would be surprised if it was reported that a senator from Lagos State was asked to kneel before Asiwaju Bola Tinubu. It's par for the course. No one would be surprised. Politics in Nigeria is largely controlled by godfathers in the different states and the different regions. And that's probably what played out in that picture. James Ibori, who continues to wield considerable political influence in Delta State, could have been chastising the distinguished senator who knelt down in apparent appreciation of the power that James Ibori continued to wield over politics in the state. Or perhaps he was just currying his favor. We do not know. But for us who are on the Lord's side, this is yet another reminder that those who seek promotion and favors and blessings from sources other than the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ, they end up with many sorrows. They end up with burdens that are heavy and onerous to bear. That's the truth. Those who seek favors and promotion and blessings from sources other than the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ, they end up with many sorrows. They end up with burdens that are heavy, burdens that are onerous to bear. Promotion comes not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Rather, it is the Lord God Almighty who puts down one and lifts up another. Psalm 75 verse 6, that is what those of us on the Lord's side, that's what we know. And indeed, we also know that the Lord blesses without adding any sorrow to it. I truly cannot imagine that this senator is truly pleased that political realities demand his kneeling before a political godfather. I do not imagine that anyone will be so pleased. I do not imagine that this senator, James Manager, is pleased to be the butt of jokes everywhere. So, for people on the Lord's side, the wisdom is this: instead of accepting onerous and sorrowful conditions from the world, we would be wise to look to God through Jesus Christ for promotions, for blessings, and for the fulfillment of our ambitions. Because on the Lord's side, with our Lord Jesus Christ, the yoke is easy and the burden is light.
On the Lord's side.
Next, let's engage with the much talked about funeral in Oba, Anambra State, Nigeria, and the obscene display of wealth by the man popularly known as Obi Cubana. Many have said, see, if you have it, then flaunt it. If you have the wealth, flaunt it. There's nothing wrong with it. Others have opined that only questionable wealth will be deployed in the way that bundles of cash were thrown and flung around in a most carefree manner at the funeral of the mother of that man. Well, as people on the Lord's side know so well, the Bible does not glorify wealth. No, the Bible does not glorify wealth, but it also does not condemn it. What the Bible is quite clear about are the dangers of wealth, the dangers of wealth. And the first spiritual danger of wealth from 1 Timothy 6 is that the quest for wealth often leads to temptation and a snare. The quest for wealth often leads to temptation and a snare. In verse 10, Apostle Paul wrote, saying, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows." That's the first spiritual danger of wealth, that the quest for it often leads to temptation and a snare. And the second spiritual danger of wealth is the tendency of the rich to take pride in their wealth and not in God. That's the second danger for the rich to take pride in their wealth and not in God. So in Jeremiah 9:23, we read this warning, quote, "Let not the rich glory in his wealth, but let him glory in this, that he understands and knows me." End of quote. That's the warning from Jeremiah 9:23. Let not the rich glory in his wealth, but let him glory in this, that he understands and knows me. And the third spiritual danger of wealth is the tendency of the rich to place their hopes and confidence in their wealth and not in God. The danger and foolishness of this was made abundantly clear in the parable of the rich fool. And in 1 Timothy 6, Paul wrote to Timothy as follows, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment." And now the fourth danger of wealth. The fourth danger of wealth from the Bible is the danger of placing wealth above the kingdom of God. If push comes to shove, the danger of the rich choosing to remain wealthy rather than doing the will of God, rather than saving their souls. So in Mark 9, our Lord tested a rich man, asking him to go sell all he had before becoming a follower. That young man failed the test. That rich man failed the test. The Bible says he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And in that account, our Lord made the pronouncement that is now so popular. Quote, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." End of quote. So while the Bible may not categorically condemn wealth and riches, it clearly does not glorify it. More than that, the Bible clearly warns about the dangers of wealth. And if the Obikubanas of this world are steering clear of those dangers, if they are steering clear of the dangers clearly identified in the Bible, then how wonderful, how great, indeed, how blessed they are. But if not, if they are not steering clear of those dangers, they, as well as all of us, must be reminded of our Lord's most solemn warning from Matthew 16. "What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?"
On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side.
Thank you very much for listening, and please share this episode with others. GospelBellsRadio.com is a Christian internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.GospelBellsRadio.com. Every morning at 7 a.m., we celebrate Pilgrim's Joy, a live radio presentation every morning at 7 a.m. Please do join us. Until we meet again, please remain steadfast, remain immovable, remain on the side of Him who is able to keep you from falling. Remain firmly
on the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side.